for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Monday afternoon service, July the 4th, 1994, of the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Bill Nunn is the speaker for the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Fasting and praying, and God had hidden from me what was going to happen. The night of the election, everybody kept asking me, what's going to happen, Doc? What's going to happen? I said, I don't know. I know that God is in charge. And the night of the election, the night before the polls closed, I was weeping before God, and He spoke to me, and He said, the country will get what it deserves. I really wept then. I said, God, we don't want justice, we want grace. We don't want what we deserve, Lord. We want grace. Well, the country got what it deserved. And I keep praying, and I asked all of you to pray for grace. That God will be merciful and give us grace. And that God will send a spirit of revival into our nation and touch the hearts of the people. You have to realize that the abortion law would not stand if the people of this country stood against it. I was praying when we had Operation Rescue in Wichita, Kansas, and we were praying, and I said, Lord, what will it take? And He said, if 10,000 of my people in Wichita, Kansas would stand up and say that we're not going to have this in our town anymore, it'll go away. We didn't get 10,000 people from Wichita. We got lots of people, but we didn't get 10,000. We got more pastors. We had black Baptist pastors and Rome-saved, charismatic Roman Catholic priests standing on the same platform together, something I never thought I would see happen in my life. We had people crying, praying. We were not able to touch the hearts of the people of Wichita, Kansas. Only God can do that. And He did not choose to do so. And we need to storm the gates of hell. And we need to stand before and storm the gates of hell and bind the enemy. You know what the gates of hell are? That's Satan's headquarters in the heavenlies. That's what it is. It's not some pair of gates that you open into a fiery place, but it is the gates of the enemy. We need to stand against the gates of the enemy, and we need to storm the throne of grace and say, God, give us revival, repentance, and conviction in our country that the... Oh, God! Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry. But you got to break. I tell you, if you get angry and rebellious against those that God has placed in authority in your life, even though you may not agree with them, you don't have to violate God's word. If they tell you to violate God's word, you get on your knees and you pray and you accept the consequences. Even if it means you get fired. You stand because God will justify you and provide for you. But you don't rise up in rebellion. You pray for the ungodly person who is in authority over you. If you've got a wife or a husband who's unsaved and giving you all kind of problems, you pray for him. You pray. Bless them. But if you get angry and let the sun go down on your anger, let's look at Ephesians. And grieve the Holy Spirit. Let's look at Ephesians 5. Praise you, Lord. Praise your name. Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry and do not sin, or let the sun go down on your wrath. Why not let the sun go down? Because the Hebrew day begins at sunset. And our provision is on a 24-hour day-to-day basis. We ask God to give us our daily bread. It's on a daily basis. You get angry, be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath, so that you give place to the devil. That says giving place to the devil means moving over and giving him a place to sit down next to you on the couch. Moving down on the table, letting him sit down next to you. Make room for him. He'll come sit. Well, look at verse 30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Look, start back at 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but what is good and necessary for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer. And so many people have, quote, jokes that they tell that hurt people. Humor. We say belittle people, make fun of people, and everybody laughs, and it's funny, and it grieves God, and grieves the person who's the butt of the joke. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed in the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. But be kind one to another, tender-hearted and forgiving, just as God in Christ forgave you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How do you, Lord Jesus? And so, folks, I say to you, witchcraft will bring a curse into your life. We talked about curses. Witchcraft will bring a curse into your life. I don't have time to talk about curses. I could talk for another. There's some excellent tapes back there on the spoken word and on curses. But I'll tell you, if you're involved in witchcraft and you want to continue it, I hope you enjoy it, because you curse yourself, your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. If you've been delivered and set free, don't let anger come into your life and stay there. Don't let rebellion come into your life. Don't rebel. For rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and it will open you to the lust and put you back in bondage again. It'll put you right back into bondage if you rebel. The enemy, you will open the door and make room for him to come in and sit down. And he'll bring in seven more worse than you lost. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I have one other thing. What do you do to get free? You break the curses. Number two, you clean your house. Let's look at Deuteronomy 7. I've already read this once. We go back to it. It says, must burn the carved images of their God with fire, and don't covet the gold or silver that's on them. Take it to yourself, lest you be snared by it, for it's an abomination to the Lord your God. You shall not bring an abomination, nor shall you bring an abomination in your house, lest you become an abomination like it. You shall be utterly detested and destroy it, and abhor it, for it is a thing doomed to destruction. Some places say, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. So if you've got things in your house, you need to get rid of them. You got any holy relics in your house? I want you to look at 2 Kings 18. And here we will find that Hezekiah destroyed a holy relic because it was being worshipped. 2 Kings 18:4. He removed the high places, broke down the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden images, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it the bronze thing. It's a nice name there that I won't even try. But you got any holy relics in your house? Things that we spoke of before, that from past, like medallions, you know, that are supposed to protect you, that are supposed to give you a special in with God. Those are all talismans. You need to get rid of them. Got any of them on you? You need to give them to Brother Glenn. He's got a special place out of here. He puts them. A hole in the ground. If they're solid gold, they still go. You'd not be snared. You'd make yourself an abomination to God if you sell them and profit by the gold on them, or the gold or the silver. When God called me to cleanse my house, it was in the middle of the night, and I lived on this estate that had 10 acres, and we had a nice thing. It went down to the river, and I had a fire ring down at the river where I used to have the Cub Scouts. And I got a tractor and a half a cord of wood, went down and built this huge fire, and I was throwing books on it. The neighbor came down at 2 o'clock in the morning. Billy, you all right? What are you doing? Burn some trash, Wilbur. Are you drunk? No, I'm sober, Wilbur. He said, you sure it's 2 o'clock in the morning? I'm getting ready to call the fire department. Go back to bed, Wilbur. I'm just burning trash. I'm going to be here all night. I paid my son $2,500 for his library that I burned up. He wasn't home, and I burned up all of his books on mythology and a number of other things, and I burned up all of mine, all my witchcraft and all my books, all my objects from Hayti. I had a set of drums from Hayti. I had a set of bookends that my dear, sweet, enchanting witch house cleaner used to say, have Doc Null put my money under that bookend because I always win at bingo when he does that. I said, what did she say? And so I told her I was going to destroy it. And she got all upset when I said I was going to burn it up. But we burned it that night. I burned up my collection of primitive art from Africa, which are just idols. They're African idols. I burned up my Oriental art, all these Shuxing and so forth that are gods that were Oriental gods. I burned up everything. And I tell you, people, if you got that kind of stuff in your house, you need to get rid of it. Why? 1 Corinthians 10. Because it's an idol, that's why. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, what am I saying? 1 Corinthians 10, 19. What am I saying? That an idol is anything? Or what is offered to an idol anything is anything? But I say to you, the things which a Gentile sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons, not to God. And I don't want you to have fellowship with demons. There's a demon attached to those things. That's why. It is a legal right for a demon to stay in your household. As long as that thing is in there, if you've got any pictures of owls or frogs, those are creatures of the night. Irma's got a book back there that says, is there a Buddha in your house? Anybody who hadn't had one, I'd suggest you get a copy and read it. Because it gives you a list of abominable things that you need to get rid of. The other thing is that you walk through your house and you pray in tongues and you look around. And you say, God, show me. Show me anything, Lord. And he will show you. And there will be some things for you that you reverence too much, that you need to get rid of. I had a whole wall of plaques of public things that I had done as a great doctor. And I had all these awards. They were my gods. I idolized those, money, and power and prestige and public acclaim. I gathered them all up and they went too. And so you have to break curses on your family. You got to clean your house out. And then you got to repent and turn from your sin. Repent means turn away. It means sight is wrong and turn away, walk away, not do it anymore. I tell you, we just had repentance in this world. God would deliver people. Let's look at Psalm 107. 107:17. Fools, because of their transgressions, because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Because of your transgressions, that means breaking God's laws. Your iniquities, that's your rebellion and its evil consequences. They were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food. They got so sick they couldn't eat. They drew near to the gates of death. They were about to die. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distresses. He sent his word, and he healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Now, this whole psalm is about people who sin, fall into trouble, call upon God, and he heals them. You should read this whole psalm. It's about God's deliverance to men. But repentance, if people would repent, and turn from their sins and call out to God, He will send His word and heal them, and He will deliver them. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And with that, I think I'll stop, Brother Glenn. I think I'll stop and at this time, and we're going to have a renunciation prayer, and then we're going to have a mass deliverance service. But right now, I want all of you to get up and praise God a little bit. It is said that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure, and y'all been sitting an hour. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Let's praise Him. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Come on, people. Praise Him. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Wake up. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on. Praise Him, people. Praise Him. Hallelujah. He inhabits your praises. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We bless you. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. Great and mighty is your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Lord, touch your people, Lord God. Touch your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to lead you in a renunciation prayer. Y'all can sit back down now. And then we're going to call out the names of some spirits. This is a mass deliverance service. How many of you have never been in a mass deliverance service before? Is anyone here who has never been in one before? Okay. Spirits are breath, and they come out of the breathing passages. We're going to break these curses, and we're going to command the spirits to come out. And I pray, I'm led by the Spirit, and I will pray a number of things. Don't be a cafeteria. And go down the buffet line. Well, I got that one maybe. Maybe I might have this one over here. And I might have that one over there. If you don't have it, fine. It won't come out. But you say, Lord, if it's in there, I want it out of me. And let it go. And let what happens, happen. Don't be afraid that you're going to lose your dignity. Now, nobody in here knows you. You're going to leave here and you're going back where you came from. You can get your dignity back. If you got to keep your between keeping your demons and your dignity, I tell you, you let them the dignity go and get rid of those demons. Because you can get your dignity back. God will restore your dignity. Don't be afraid of what's going to happen. Just say, get it out of me, Lord. Let it go. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Say, dear Lord, with honesty of heart, humility of soul, conviction of spirit. I make the following confession. I've sinned against you. Disobeyed your word. Whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. I do repent of these sins. I ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. But by an act of my will, in the name of Jesus, I close all those doors which I've opened to Satan. And now I ask you, dear Lord, to help me renounce all these things. Cleanse me in body and soul and spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I renounce the occult, witchcraft and magic, seance, clairvoyance, and mediums. Ouija boards and other occult games. All fortune telling and palm reading. And other divination arts. All astrology and horoscopes. The heresy of reincarnation. All hypnosis. Mind reading and mind control. Renounce water witching and dousing. Levitation and body lifting and table tipping. I renounce astral projection and soul travel. Thought projection and other demonic skills. All mind control. Power of positive thinking. Positive control salesmanship. And demonic power to impose my will on others. I renounce all sorcery. Dependence on talisman. I vow to destroy any that are on my person under my control. I will destroy all foreign gods. All other abominations. On my person. Under my control. Renounce all literature that I've ever read in these fields. I will destroy this that is under my control. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break the following. All curses and hexes and spells. In the name of Jesus. I break any curse placed on me from occult sources. I break the curse of illegitimacy, of incest, 10 generations back. I break the curse of idolatry and whoredom. I renounce any oaths made by my ancestors or me to any foreign god or idol. I renounce any initiation right to any club, brotherhood, or lodge, or fraternity, or sorority, which is of demonic origin or witchcraft origin. At this point, I want to say this. I prayed with a young lady the last time I was here, and she was had a bond to her sorority. And I had her pray, "Dear Lord, if I made any, if in that oath I took anything that was offensive to you, I renounce it." And she looked at me and she said, "Everything in me is screaming, don't do it." I said, "Those are the demons that came in, child. Let's get them out." So if you made any kind of oath to any sorority or club in the past, you'd renounce it in the name of Jesus. You say, "If it's a witchcraft origin, Lord, I renounce it. If it's a witchcraft origin, a demonic origin, I renounce it. I don't want anything to do with the devil." You need to renounce it. Because until you renounce it, those demons will stay there and torment you. And this woman had an Asmodeus spirit which would not let her marry or form any kind of relationship with a man. She picked up a lesbian spirit and an Asmodeus spirit in that initiation rite. And she just didn't understand why she couldn't get married, why she couldn't form a relationship with a man, and why she was attracted to women. In that initiation rite, she picked up those demons. Praise you, Lord Jesus. They came out. I break all demonic subjugation. Demonic soul ties. Of bondages to my mother and father. Grandparents or spouses. Ex-spouses. Or any other human being. Who's ever dominated me or controlled me. Anyway, contrary to the will of God. Thank you, Lord. I break all curses of psychic heredity. Any demonic hold on my family line. As a result of disobedience of my ancestors. My spouse's ancestors. In the name of Jesus. I break any curses of physical or mental illness on my family. I break any curses sent against me from the occult. In the name of Jesus. I deny every cult that denies the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. I call upon you, Lord, help me forgive them. I do now forgive. We're going to pause here for a few minutes, and everybody, Just let the Holy Spirit bring to mind anybody that you've got aught in your heart against. And if anybody comes to mind, then you forgive them. Say, in the act of my will, Lord, I forgive them. Anybody living or dead who's ever hurt you or disappointed you, abused you, stolen from you, cheated you, forgive them now. Turn them over to Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I release these people to you. I forgive them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I now forgive myself. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. You redeemed me by your blood. I belong to you. I want to live for you. I confess all my sins. I renounce them all. I come to you as my deliverer, Lord Jesus, claiming the promise in Joel 2:32. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Deliver me now, Lord Jesus. Let me loose from that thing that torments me. That evil, unclean spirit that binds me. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise. And everybody put both feet on the floor now. Praise you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, now, Lord. Lord, I come against the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus, Lord. I come against all rejection. These are God's children. I bind the spirit of rejection. All rejection. Rejected by mother and by father. Rejected by wife. Rejected by children. Rejected by boss and by job. All the spirits of rejection. These are God's children. They've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They are not a rejected children. In the name of Jesus, rejection, I bind you. You can't torment them anymore. Turn them loose now, rejection. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, rejection. All rejection. All rejection. Come out in the name of Jesus. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. They have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They are not rejected children. They have been adopted by Jesus in the name of Jesus. I bind all spirits of fear. Fear. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not being wanted. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not caring. Fear that no one loves them. Fear of not being able to make it in the name of Jesus. Fear of the dark. Fear of the insects. Fear of spiders. Fear of being alone. Fear of going outside. Fear of death in the name of Jesus. I bind all fear, all legion fear in the name of Jesus. I bind fear in the name of Jesus. Fear. Come out, fear, in the name of Jesus. All spirits of bondage. All bondage spirits. All spirits of bondage. Bondage to the past. Bondage to witchcraft. All rebellion in the name of Jesus. I come against rebellion in the name of Jesus Christ. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. I come against the occult. I come against all rebellion and all divination in the name of Jesus. Come out rebellion in the name of Jesus. Come out witchcraft. All witchcraft. Come out Jezebel in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind Jezebel the witchcraft spirit. All witchcraft in the name of Jesus. All rebellion. All stubbornness and iniquity in the name of Jesus. All iniquity in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all spirits of rebellion. I bind the spirits of rebellion in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus. All you whoring spirits in the name of Jesus. All spirits of the whore. Whoring after other gods in the name of Jesus Christ. All idolatry and whoring after other gods in the name of Jesus. All stubbornness. Stubborn self-will. Stubborn spirits in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Turn God's people loose. All stubborn spirits. Stubborn spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Stubbornness. Stubbornness. Stubborn self-will. Unteachable spirits. Spirits of being unteachable in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. All unteachable spirits in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. All unteachable spirits in the name of Jesus. All spirits of being unteachable in the name of Jesus. All anger and rage, I come against the spirit of strong drink. For wine is a mocker, and strong drink is a rage. I come against the spirits of rage and anger and murder in the name of Jesus. Come out. Rage and anger and murder and violence in the name of Jesus. All spirits of violence, all spirits of abuse, all abusing spirits, all spirits of child abuse, all spirits of spouse abuse in the name of Jesus. All spirits of violence in the name of Jesus. All spirits of bondage, bondage to abuse, bondage to being abused, bondage to being tormented. All spirits of torment. All spirits of torment, bondage to abuse, in the name of Jesus. All spirits of bondage to alcohol, bondage to marijuana, bondage to cigarettes. All spirits of nicotine bondage in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I bind all caffeine bondage, all gluttony spirits. All spirits of gluttony in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of overeating, of gluttony, the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. I bind lust spirits, that strong desire for what's forbidden in the name of Jesus. I bind lust in the name of Jesus. The lust of the eye. I bind pornography spirits in the name of Jesus. All pornography spirits, all lust spirits, all sexual lust, all animal lust in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. I bind all spirits of greed, all spirits of lust for power, lust for position, for prestige in the name of Jesus Christ. All self-gratification spirits, all spirits of wanting position and power in the name of Jesus. I come against a haughty spirit, the spirit of haughtiness and pride in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of pride. I bind the spirit of pride. Leviathan, the prince of pride, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all haughty spirits, arrogant spirits in the name of Jesus. All arrogant spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. All arrogance in the name of Jesus. All haughtiness and arrogance in the name of Jesus. Come out. All boasting spirits, lying spirits in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. All lying spirits in the name of Jesus. Spirits of the lie in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. Turn God's people loose. I come against witchcraft and voodoo now. I come against all the spirits of witchcraft, of voodoo and hoodoo in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the authority of the roots in the name of Jesus. I come against the power of the kahuna in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. I break all soul ties to the kahuna, to the witch doctor in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose to the shaman in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. I break all authority to the Ouija board in the name of Jesus, to the Shishan sticks. Turn them loose. All divination spirits. All spirits of clairvoyance. I come against the spirits of clairvoyance in the name of Jesus. ESP, second sight, precognition. I bind all spirits of divination, all spirits of dowsing in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I come against infirmity spirits now, Lord. Lord Jesus, you bore our infirmities and our sorrows and our sickness and our pain. And by your stripes, we've been healed. We thank you and we praise you and we bless you, Lord. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And by your stripes, the stripes at the whipping post, we've been healed, Lord God. You, the chastisement of our peace was laid upon you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come against all spirits now, Lord, all mind-controlled spirits in the name of Jesus. I break the authority of the mind-controlled spirits in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of encephalitis in the name of Jesus. All spirits of dyslexia in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of dyslexia and learning disabilities. All spirits of amnesia in the name of Jesus. All spirits of Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. All headaches in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I command you to leave God's people. I bind you headaches in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of loss of memory in the name of Jesus. All spirits of amnesia in the name of Jesus.
I come against all spirits of not being able to read God's Word in the name of Jesus. I come against the Antichrist spirit that would bind the mind so that they cannot understand God's Word in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind these spirits that would, these mind-binding spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all spirits, all Alzheimer's spirits, all spirits that would cause degeneration of the brain in the name of Jesus. I bind all slow viruses in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all AIDS and encephalitis in the name of Jesus. I say, be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing and restitution to the mind. I speak healing now. I speak to the deaf ears, and I say, be opened in the name of Jesus. You deaf spirits, I speak to you, and I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of deafness in the name of Jesus. And I say, open, or I say, deaf ears, be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. Be opened. I come against the spirits of vertigo in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against Meniere's disease and vertigo in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone in Jesus' name. I come against the TB dorsalis in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all degenerating diseases of the nerves, of the ears in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. I come against the spirits of brain tumors, ear tumors, osteomas in the name of Jesus Christ, acustinomas in the name of Jesus. I bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak healing and restitution to God's people. Come against eye problems. I come against all the diseases of the eye. I come against blindness and cataracts. Cataracts, I speak to you. Moses was 120 years old and his eye was not dim. You spirit of cataracts, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. I break the curse of the cataract in the name of Jesus. I break the curses of the cataracts in the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to leave God's people. Leave God's people now. I break the curse of the weak eye in the name of Jesus Christ. The curse of the evil eye in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, leave God's people now. 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 I speak to conjunctivitis and iritis, and I say, be gone. In the name of Jesus, be gone. I speak to inflammation of the nerves. Be gone in the name of Jesus. All of you, leave now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to all hay fever and sinus problems. I bind the spirit of hay fever and allergy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you bore our infirmities, Lord. I bind this infirmity spirit, Lord. I break the curse of it in the name of Jesus Christ. All infirmity spirits, all hay fever, all allergy, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. All sinus infections, be gone. I speak to the infections in the sinuses in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to all laryngitis. I speak to all tumors of the larynx. Be gone. Be gone. I speak to all lung cancer. Be gone. I bind you. I speak to all emphysema and asthma. I bind you in the name of Jesus and command you to leave God's people. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. I speak to weak lungs in the name of Jesus. I speak to bronchospastic reactive airway disease. And I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ and command you to leave. Leave God's people. I speak to all tumors of the lungs in the name of Jesus. I speak to heart trouble. I speak to a weak heart. I speak strength to the heart. I speak to myositis in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. I speak to congestive heart failure. I say, be gone. I bind you and command you to leave. I speak to high blood pressure. I say, be gone. I speak to osteoarthritis, I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to arterial sclerosis in the name of Jesus. I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out of the arteries in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. High hay fever. High blood pressure. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone. I speak to stomach problems in the name of Jesus. I speak to stomach ulcers. I speak to stomach spasm in the name of Jesus. I speak to gastritis and reflux esophagitis. And I speak to, I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to hiatal hernias and I say, be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I speak to spastic colons. Be gone. Diverticulitis, I bind you and I command you to leave. I speak to Crohn's disease. Be gone. Be gone. I speak to bladder problems. Say, bladder problems, be gone. I speak to chlamydia. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I speak to the human papillomavirus and I say, be gone. All of you. I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to leave. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to AIDS. I bind you, AIDS, in the name of Jesus Christ, and I say, be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I speak to chlamydia and gonorrhea and syphilis. I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I speak to bladder problems. I speak to the bladder problems. And I say, bladder, rise up. I speak strength to the bladders now in the name of Jesus. Strength to the sphincters in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the enuretic bladders and I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you bore our infirmities and our sorrows, and I stand and I speak healing to bladder problems and to colon problems in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus. I speak to infections now, Lord God. I speak to infections, urethritis, in the name of Jesus. I speak to vaginitis in the name of Jesus and cervicitis in the name of Jesus. And I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to varicose veins. And I speak to leg problems in the name of Jesus. I speak to arthritis. I bind arthritis in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to osteoarthritis in the name of Jesus and rheumatoid arthritis. And I speak to softening of the bones now. I speak to osteoporosis in the name of Jesus. And I speak to the spines, and I say spines line up with the Word of God. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I hold your people up. In the name of Jesus, I bind all these things in faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus now, Lord. I bind the apnea demons in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all the harassing spirits who would harass your people, Lord. And I hold them up to you now, Lord Jesus. And I stand here by the authority of your word, Lord. For it said you bore all their infirmities and their sorrows and their sickness and their pain. You were wounded for their transgressions. You were bruised for their iniquities. The chastisement of their peace was laid upon you, Lord Jesus. And by your stripes they are healed, Lord God. By your stripes, Lord, it is an accomplished fact. And I thank you for it, Lord Jesus. And I speak it forth into existence according to your instructions, Lord. And I say now, Lord Jesus, heal your people, Lord God. Touch your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you for it now, Lord Jesus. I say, fill your people now, Lord God. Fill them. Everybody stand up and hold up their hands now. Fill your people, Lord. Oh, God, let your anointing flow down, Lord. Boy, it's your anointing that breaks the yoke, Lord. Lord, let your anointing flow down now, Lord God. Flow down all these assorted spirits, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I loose the hornets from heaven to drive out what's still there, Lord Jesus. You said you'd send the hornets to drive out the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Ammonites and the Hittites. Lord, I speak to all those things in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I loose them. I loose them from their assignment on your people, Lord. And I loose your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing and restitution to them now, Lord Jesus. Lift the veil, Lord, they might behold you in your glory. I release on them, Lord, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge, that the eyes of their understanding will be opened, Lord. And they will behold you in your glory, Lord Jesus. I loosen the spirit, Lord God, of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might and knowledge and fear of the Lord. Fill your people now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And all God's people said,
amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And is there anything I didn't pray for that somebody wants prayer for? Praise God.
My teeth.
Touch his teeth, Lord Jesus. Lord, I bind that spirit of gingivitis and periodontitis in the name of Jesus. Touch his teeth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the food that you prepared. We thank you for the hands that prepared it, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just ask you to bless this food to our use and us to thy service, Lord, and keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com. and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.